Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And it's a My Fix It Up Life Q&A day.
Should I DIY or should I go with a pro?
From flipping houses to fixing ice dams.
From tile saws to trim.
We hop up on our home improvement soapbox and check down how to fix it up just right.
Home improvement happens now.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, who I saw on TV this week.
You did? Oh,
I did. Yeah. We were on the NBC 10 show here in Philadelphia.
We were, and we did two very different things during our segment. We made crafty Valentines, and that was Mark's idea.
And by we, she means she.
You know, I love making little crafty things, and Valentine's Day is always a great excuse every year to make little cute things with your kids.
Totally, and I can't believe you come up with this stuff.
Well, it's really fun to do, and, you know, so, like, I try to come up with ideas where you can take really super inexpensive things, like ribbon and candies and stuff that you can get at the drugstore, the dollar store, wherever,
right,
and kind of put them together because Valentine's, you know, the ones that your kids give to the other kids in the class, they're not going to last very long.
No.
It's kind of like gifty bags that kids give out at birthday parties. I mean, they tear through them like in a heartbeat. So while it's a fun activity to do, you know, investing a lot in it, it's not like giving your girlfriend a present and you want to make it be absolutely gorgeous when you wrap it and everything.
Right, like diamonds.
Well, because your girlfriends, your grown-up girlfriends, like, really appreciate it. And then, you know, whenever I get a gorgeous gift, I'm like, I don't really want to open it because the gift wrapping is so gorgeous
right.
that I don't want to ruin it.
No, this is the gift wrapping.
And, it is.
And I didn't mean to diminish it by calling it this stuff. Those are just the words that came out. It's so inventive. The things you did for Christmas and the holidays and New Year's and card holder, it was spectacular. And I am impressed. That doesn't mean I want anything to do with making them.
You have to go and watch our segment. You can go to our website, myfixituplife.com, and click through to the NBC 10's video of us. Because during the segment, you'll see me.
I'm literally
and
looking
the host
around
of the
for
show,
stuff to do.
Jillian, who I love, Jillian, she's fabulous. I mean, we made these little like candy bracelets and candy rings and stuff. We put them on, and then there's Mark standing off to the side,
eating
saying,
a sandwich.
When's this going to be over?
Because what I had to do had nothing to do with what they were doing.
It's not what you had to do, what we were doing together, but you made yourself the captain of the question because we answered a viewer's question about plaster walls, which we're going to share the answer in this show, and we also did crafts. So I naturally became the captain of the crafts, and you became the captain of the crack.
That's right. That sounds horrifying. For more on my drug addiction, please visit myfixituplife.com, which is newly redesigned.
Yes, we've got a totally new look to our website. So if you haven't been there in a while, go there and check it out. Love, love, love it. And we're also on now, back on 1520 AM. You can listen in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, here in the metro Philadelphia area.
So everybody who's listening on 1520 AM right now, we love you.
Rock on.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And you know what? You guys that are in the Philly area, send us your questions, your home improvement questions, because we're going to be answering two questions on the NBC 10 show
later on
this month. So send us your questions or put them up on our Facebook page, and we will mention you, whoever we pick, on the air.
For example, if you have a siding question like how to chink your log cabin with mud, you might want to ask our daughter, Lexi.
Well, she was trying really hard to build a log cabin this past week.
I should preface this by, she's not building a full-size log cabin.
No.
She's reading a book about in school about another child who's doing this. So that's where it all comes from.
So she was inspired, and then she's trying to make a little on our table out in the yard, you know, trying to figure out like how to build it. And so she wrote a blog about what she learned trying to do it. So you have
right.
to go check out her blog. And then in our other kids' news, so that's the 10-year-old. The 3-year-old, he knows how to spell elephant.
Elephants, to be exact.
He does. Well, he knows elephant and elephants. He can distinguish between the two of them.
Oh, he's now distinguished singular
yes.
and plural.
Yes, it's very, very cool, I have to say. And
wow.
he also organized our spice drawer, too.
Yeah, by pulling it out, breaking a piece of hardware off the bottom, and scaring the bejesus out of me.
So
crash!
So, yeah, he's kind of a muscular DIYer, I have to say. And speaking of DIYers, too, we're going to be going to the International Builder Show in Orlando and talking to
A-list
Grundy, who
awesome.
We love, our favorite DIY network star. He's on Cool Tools, and he's going to be hosting and doing going around the show floor, checking out all the new products with Anitra Megadon, who's also on DIY Network, and they are going to be talking with us on our show. We'll bring you those interviews in coming shows.
We're also going to check in with Paul DeMeo, Tracy Hudson, and
ain't no job that's too small.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and people, it is Fix It Up Fine time.
People?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you're so personable.
I'm not in love with that.
When why don't someone, you say when, you or hey or...
You
hey
know
guys,
why?
It's Fix It Up Fine's time.
I don't even like myself right now. If I hear that on the radio, and I listen to the radio a lot in the car or the truck, if I hear someone call me people, I want to go to where that dude's broadcasting and say, hey, I'm a real person, yet I've fallen into the trap now. So my Fix It Up Fine is my personal self-loathing.
Is your personal self-loathing.
Yeah, good times. What's your finds, honey?
So if you would like to host the show with me, go to myfixituplife.com.
Selfloathing.com.
You can post me a message on Facebook. Send me a Twitter message, a direct message on Twitter. You can send me an email, info@myfixituplife.com as well.
Yeah.
And if you are a self-loather, don't send me a message.
No need to apply.
No need. We have enough self-loathing, I guess, going on right now. So I was going to ask you what your fix-it-up finds were, but if you are just in the middle of your loathe thing, perhaps I'm kind of too scared to hear about that. Maybe I should leave the room and you could talk about them on your own and then just ring a bell or something and I'll come back in.
No, I think we've taken this one far enough.
Okay.
So do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I just asked you. Go ahead.
Well, there was so much post-amble that I lost track. So if I were to need a reminder, I could use this product almost like I planned it, Walwards.com.
Walwards.
So many houses that I've been in have the live, love, laugh, that triptych. Have you seen this? Hundreds of houses.
Okay.
Little signs, pictures,
yes.
Picture frames, things of that nature. Well, Walwards can take an item like that or another inspirational quote, say, that which does not kill us makes us stronger, for your football-playing teenager, and take it out of the frame and put it on your wall or your vehicle.
Oh, so you're not talking about the actual, like, wood block letters that people have that
are on their
tables or on their walls? But
oh, you don't know what I'm talking about with the
live, love,
laugh.
There's a lot of different ways that people have expressed that phrase. They use actual block letters. They can put. I've seen them on people's tables. I've seen them on mantles. I've seen them on the wall. I've seen them in a picture frame.
Right. This goes right on the wall. No frame, nothing.
Is it wood?
They are
vinyl.
Vinyl decals, essentially decals.
Oh, so it's like, you know, lots of kids, and I've talked about this before, is you can have different kinds of decals. Like, you can do polka dots or stripes, or you can do pictures of your favorite singer.
Well, these are individual letters.
And
Walwards lays out the quote, whatever quote you want. That's why I picked two that were totally different. They'll lay out the quote for you so that when you put it on your wall, it looks right.
So it's a strip.
I don't know.
Okay.
So it might be a strip. They can also do, if you have arched doorways, mm-hmm. they can do a quote to go over an arched doorway.
So are there different fonts, too?
There's a million different fonts, and they have different colors. And they have...
That would be great for a baby's room.
It would be awesome for a baby's room.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I have here in my little write-up that I did. And, you know...
Am I going to come home from the builder show and there's just going to be, like, just quotes all over the walls in our house?
No.
Are you going to, like, graffiti our house while we're gone?
No.
Okay.
Although, if you wanted them to be permanent, you just put them on and leave them there.
That'd be good for a birthday party, too.
Yes. And if you want to move them or remove them, they come off.
Yeah, just like all the different decals that you can put up on your wall.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And they have, too, it's not just the letters. They have, like, if you've ever read an historical document or a novel that has a big, ornate first letter of the text.
Like Once Upon a Time?
Like Once Upon a Time. You know, the O is in this calligraphy or whatever. They have a zillion of those to choose from. So it's just a great way to decorate.
It is a great way to decorate, especially if you have kids or if you are if you're a college student, you're living in a dorm, if you live in an apartment, it's a good temporary way to decorate but make your place more special.
And make it yours, too. Some stuff makes you get fired up or happy or whatever, and this is a great way to do it. Walwards.com.
So you can have some that express your loathing.
Yeah, I have. I hate myself for calling everyone people.
Well, here's a find that you will love. I have two really good finds that I have to share with you right now. And one of them is called Sofa So Good. It's a couch that I saw that actually looks like three like parts of stuffed animals with like the arms and everything coming off. You have to go online and search for it.
This sounds almost eerie.
And
I hope the photo is friendlier.
Puffandflock.com, and they call it a furniture pet. And it's just absolutely hilarious. Now, another find I have to share with you.
Puffandwhat.com?
Puffandflock.com.
This is a family show.
I know it is, honey, but we have to rush through them because we only have 2 minutes left, and I've got a lot of finds I want to share. Another thing is I saw from DoSomething.org, which is a great organization. They're running this through February 12th, this Teens for Jeans campaign, and they're collecting jeans to help homeless teenagers, which is an awesome program. They've been doing it. This is their fifth year. You can go to, I can never say the name of this really trendy store.
Oh, what is it? Show it to me. I'll say it.
Aeropostale.
Oh, no one can.
Yeah. It's that really, you know, like, I feel older than I am whenever I walk in there. But they have, like, really cool clothes in there. And, you know, all the teenagers shop there. But you can actually save 25% when you donate your denim in there between now and February 12th.
Very cool.
Awesome organization. And Demi Lovato created a PSA for it, too. So you definitely know it's a cool program.
And if you know how to pronounce it, could you put a dictionary key on our Facebook page?
Okay. So another couple of finds I have to share now because they're very timely is that the HGTV Dream Home Contest is going on right now through February 17th, and you can enter online at hgtv.com. They're giving away a house in Park City, Utah, a 2012 GMC Terrain, and $500,000.
Bam!
Pretty cool, right?
Bring it.
Yeah. And you can also, another really cool contest that's going on right now from DIY Network is their blog cabin. And so every year they either build a house or they remodel a house, and then you can vote for the different products and the design of all the rooms in the home. And that goes on right now. You can vote every day. And the house right now that they're doing is an 1884 Cape in Maine.
And we are going to have to take a break. We'll be back with more I Picked It Up Live.
Ah!
add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and it's the DIY Do I or Do I Go Pro section of the show.
Yes, it is, and we get tons of questions, and if you have a question, send it to us, info@myfixitupliife.com, post it on Facebook.
That's right. And we got a great one in the halls of the 10 show.
We did get it. You know, it's fun to go on the 10 show, and we are reminded every time we show up there that everybody has a question. You know, we get emails and everything, but, you know, everywhere we go, friends and everything, it's just everybody has a home improvement question.
So, well, we're setting up to be on TV or breaking down. People are like, hey, I
got this thing at my house, yeah, and I was wondering, what do you think about this?
And this one was, how do I hang heavy pictures in plaster walls?
And that's a question that anyone with an older home would encounter. And also, you know, how do you hang a picture, a heavy picture, in a drywall, too?
Exactly.
There are all kinds of little things that you see on TV that will, you know, make magic happen in your wall. But what,
yeah,
what would you really do?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I've taken enough people's rooms apart to paint them or put on molding and stuff. They've got those expansion anchors with the, you know, the heavy picture,
yes,
and stuff, and that takes a lot to do. What I found works best in drywall and plaster, whether the plaster is over lath or over block, is this hook that I have no idea what the name of it is.
Really? That's an awesome product.
Yeah.
Everyone,
yeah,
should go,
great,
buy this awesome hook that doesn't have a name.
That I don't know what it is, but you'll know it when you see it. It's kind of shaped like an upside-down fleur-de-lis. And it's got...
Say that again, fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
And upside down, right side up. It's shaped sort of like a fleur-de-lis. Anyway...
And you could either stand on your head or you could stand on your feet, and either way, it might look like
so
it.
So go to where they have the picture hanging stuff, and it'll have three nails that go in at an angle. They're hardened, they're super sharp, so they pierce the plaster without breaking it, and you can hang like 100 pounds off of these things.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool, super easy, no special tools.
DIY project.
DIY done.
DIY done. Well, we have other questions we want to share with you, too. And these are questions that, you know, we get all the time, and they're pretty common questions. And it's, should you DIY or should you not?
That's right.
And one of them has to do with removing baseboard and shoe molding. You know, you think about it, and it seems like it would probably be an easy thing to do.
Oh, it makes sense.
But you don't have to climb a ladder to do it.
You just get in there, you rip that stuff off.
You see it on TV all the time. People just rip things apart in their homes, and it just makes for great television. So it would make for great DIY, right?
Doesn't make for great television for me, because I have to get up and leave sometimes.
You do, actually.
Yeah.
But the problem is that, you know, base molding and shoe molding, they're not just attached to the wall, they're also attached to the floor as well. And then you can get it can get messy easily if you don't use the right tools.
Yes, and the right technique.
Mm-hmm. So DIY smart here.
DIY smart. It's a doable project. It's going to be sort of at the higher end of the DIY scale. But the idea with this demolition or any demolition is to take it apart in the reverse order that it was built.
Yes.
So if there's a little piece of shoe molding on, don't try to take the base molding off, because all you're going to do is break the drywall, and it's all stuck together anyway.
And if you break the drywall, you just have more things you have to fix.
The other thing
that I always say, too, is that if you're going to be replacing your baseboard, to replace it with baseboard that's a little bit taller, because if you do have any kinds of little things that happen along the way of tearing it off your wall,
mm-hmm.
that it'll just hide it.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true, because if you have like that little builder grade 3 1/4 inch, 3 1/2 inch OG molding, and you want to put on like a 1x6 profile, it's a really great way to beef up a room. And then there's a whole caulk bead. Like if you cut through the caulk bead, you don't have to deal with repairing that. Like you say, you just go over it.
So how do you actually, what tools do you use to remove the baseboard and the shoe molding?
Well, you start with the shoe molding first because it was the last thing installed. And I use a...
What if they installed it by magic?
Then you call Harry Potter. And you have him shoot his
wand.
Or you
call Mickey Mouse from Fantasia and be like, you have him do the whole thing with the things that dance
around. Oh, Fantasia, yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen like a few minutes of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll torture you with that sometime at the family. We have family time together.
Great. Family time means dad doesn't have fun and he has to go to a bar later. I don't know why that is. So you take the shoe molding off first and be aware that that's going to be nailed probably through the base molding and into the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go after the base molding.
But what tool do you use?
Flat bar.
Flat bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to pierce down into it and
you
pry
up. Hammer and a flat bar.
Hammer and a flat
mm-hmm.
bar. If you're only taking off the shoe molding, you want to pierce the caulk beads with a utility knife.
Yes.
Right.
And then when you get into tricky situations, like the molding is up against a cabinet or, you know, around a corner and stuff, how do you get that off?
Well, it's the same thing, but you have to be gentle. Like if there's shoe molding around the bottom of a cabinet, like that's painted, for example,
mm-hmm.
take a piece of cardboard and stick it in between the cabinet and the flat bar, which will help spread the load out and it won't get crushed or scratched.
So you're going to be replacing our baseboards while we're watching Mickey Mouse?
I would rather replace our baseboards than watch Mickey Mouse.
That says a lot. Okay, here's another question. Let me read it to you. I bought a home that was flipped, and unfortunately a lot of the work was done by the previous homeowner. Of course, we had the house inspected, but now realize that doesn't mean a lot. After watching Mike Holmes from HGTV,
Holmes,
you realize how slack some inspectors can be. I realize this isn't relevant to garden hoses. Where are we going with garden hoses?
Oh, you know where you got this from, DIY Network.
I did. This is a question you got for DIY Network.
Yeah, and I don't know what he was responding to either.
Okay.
Just came out of the blue. He must think I know something.
Okay. So the question is, how to adjust the water temperature to showers if the faucets did not come equipped with the safety adjustment screws or valves that most new faucets come with? Do I have to go to the water heater under the house? And for everybody listening, and you're listening on iTunes or on your Droid or on your iPhone, you want to rewind that probably and play it back so you get the entire question.
Yeah, there's about a million things wrong with this whole situation.
So what do you do to help it? What do you do if it doesn't come standard?
Well, if there's no scald guard on the faucets or the shower diverter, the only place to fix it or to adjust it is at the source, and that's the hot water heater. Whether it's in a crawl space or your basement, you go in there and there's a dial usually at the bottom, and you can set the temperature right there.
And that's really good to do, especially if you're going to have a lot of company is to adjust it a little bit lower, right?
Right, yeah.
So that you can have hot, more hot water, warmish water for everybody's taking showers.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you are a new parent, you know how to set it.
But I know. You can go to the drugstore and get those ducts. Every parent knows about those ducts. And they actually, on the bottom of them, it says hot. If it's too hot for your baby to be in the bathtub, it's easier just to go adjust it.
Yeah, don't adjust it at the source.
And then just
use a drugstore duct.
And then just
made in a country that doesn't even have running water.
How do you know they're not made in the USA?
They're probably not made in the USA.
Well, they could be. Play with the duct, but don't use it for the temperature.
Right.
That's my mommy advice.
That's terrific.
And you could do quack, quack, quack in the tub instead of
scalding,
burning babies.
And you can also get some upgradable faucets after the fact, but adjust it at the source.
Adjust it at the source. Okay, here's the question we actually answered on the 10 show this week on NBC.
That's right.
And you can watch a video of this answer on YouTube and on our website at myfixituplife.com. The question is, my house is part of a large number of row homes built in the early 1950s. My neighbors and I have found deep cracks that show up in certain rooms. Over the years, they have been filled and repainted, and they always seem to come back. Our walls are plaster. Are there any products or suggestions you might have on a permanent fix for this problem? And there are a lot of older homes in the Philadelphia area. So, I think this, and in the Northeast too, so it's a really good question for a lot of people.
Oh, totally. And I mean, I'll talk now just because you were talking before and I feel like we should have some balance. But you know the answer to this.
I know the answer to this, but go ahead.
But I don't want it to seem like it's a whole give and take thing.
Buy a new house. That's the answer.
Get a new house.
That's the video on YouTube.
Yeah.
We just read the question and then on live TV we said, just get a new house.
Well, here's what seems to be happening is, what they're doing is they're taking like a spackling compound that, while that word here in Philadelphia is used synonymously with joint compound, spackle that you buy in a little can is for filling nail holes after a trim project.
Yeah, and it's like actually a little bit more lighter.
Yeah.
It's like fluffier than joint compound.
Yeah, the modern ones are for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
I kind of really like it.
But so for our Philadelphia listeners, when we say spackle, that's what we mean by spackle.
Yeah, and it comes in a little tub. Like you don't buy like a...
There's no 5-gallon tub of spackle.
Yeah, and if there is, I don't know where you're getting that.
Yeah, if you have to fill that many nail holes, my God.
Then you must have a really large home.
What you want to use is one of two approaches. One, Hyde Tools makes a product called Wet and Set, and it's essentially a mesh tape that's preloaded with fast-setting joint compound. You cut it to length, and it's wide, too. So if the crack migrates...
What do you mean by wide?
Like about 6 inches.
Okay.
Might be 4 inches.
Because if somebody else wide might mean 4 feet.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a couple inches wide. And so if the crack migrates or it's huge or whatever, you take this, you cut it to length, you dip it in a bucket of water, and then you apply it right to the wall, and you screed it out with a drywall knife.
Mm-hmm.
There's your tape coat and your first coat, bang, done.
Bang, done.
Because what you want to do with this, you could also use regular drywall mesh tape or paper tape and compound and go over it 3 times.
And you kind of do it the same way that you would do a corner if you were actually just hanging drywall.
Well, yeah, or a field seam.
Exactly. Just the same kind of
technique. Squish on a little joint compound, mm-hmm. embed the tape, and then screed all
that
off.
And it takes a while to do, no matter if you use Hyde's product or if you go the old-fashioned way. I mean, Hyde does speed it up by a lot.
It speeds it up by a whole coat, and then there's a roll of tape that you don't need to own and never use.
Exactly. So it does speed it up, but either way, it's going to take a little bit longer than if you just spackle.
Right.
But in the long run, it's not going to haunt you.
This will bind the whole thing together. You need to do 3 coats with increasingly wider knives, sanding in between the second and third coat.
Yes.
Then you sand the third coat, and it should lay out nice and flush.
And then you don't have to have that problem again. You don't have to hang pictures all over your walls so that you look like you're one of those really old houses.
You hang a picture under your window because you have a crack there.
Why do you go to under the window? Why do you think that's where it is?
The most ridiculous place that someone would have a crack and then try to hide it with a picture.
No, the most ridiculous.
You said it. Who are you kidding?
The most ridiculous place would be like on the But anyway, we have to go to break. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Let's do. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at RealOutdoorLiving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real, natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
RealOutdoorLiving.com.
Wood. It's real.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Are inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
I'm Mark, she's Teresa, and it's DIY, should I, or go with a pro? I don't have any more rhymes.
Or DIY, should I, or DIY, don't? No?
I got nothing on that one. I wanted it, I thought I had it.
Oh, DIY, do, or go with a pro?
Sure. Okay. Let's use that. Let's title our show per segment.
Per segment. Well, it's, you know, it's an organic process.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just like home improvement. You kind of figure stuff out as you're going along. You uncover problems. You come up with solutions. You get the light bulb over your head like the cartoons.
Well, I want to key into a word you just used in your previous preamble.
Cartoons.
Organic.
Organic.
Organic. This relates to a roofing question we had.
And okay.
The question goes like
this. Is the question something like, I have a really bad asphalt roof and I want it to organically get better? So I don't have to actually do anything.
Do you want to share the question?
Wouldn't it be great if homes just did that? They just organically got better. Like you went to work one day and you came home and your kitchen organically just like...
Put new cabinets in itself?
Yeah, it just gussied itself up.
Gussied.
Yeah.
That's a cute word.
Wouldn't that be great?
That is a key
word
right
there. And it would say, you know what, Kathy, Joanne, Fred, whoever you are, welcome home. I'm glad you're home. I decided to put on a fresh coat of paint for you.
I'm going to answer that with silence. I just don't know where to go from there.
I think that other home improvement folks probably have the same feeling I do about the whole thing. Sometimes you want to do it yourself, and sometimes you just want it done.
Well, this particular problem is one of those cases.
Okay.
And the problem is algae growing on the roof.
Oh, yucko.
Some people are – it's going to be all called all kinds of different things. I don't want to call it the wrong thing, but once I read this question
– What's the question?
I started to look around – okay, let's do it this way. Asphalt shingles can develop long, unsightly streaks on them. I noticed it one day driving my daughter to school. House after house, fancy, modest, middle of the road, trees, no trees, sun, shade, new houses, old houses. It was incredible. Once I noticed it, I couldn't not notice it. What's going on? I have it on my house, and how do I get rid of it?
We don't have it on our house, though.
We don't have it on our house, and I have to admit that this one stumped me, so I had to check in with DaVinci and our friend Tim Gentry.
Yes, DaVinci Roofscapes.
DaVinci Roofscapes, our
not
sponsor.
Not Leonardo.
No, not Leonardo.
Like, you went into the past and you, like, you know, asked him some questions.
Well, I'm looking around.
I would like to hear that hard-hitting interview.
I'm looking around now, too, and I see it everywhere, like at the bottoms of downspouts and stuff. It's on, like, tons of roofs. And basically what Tim says is this. The streaking is what's called black algae. And what's happening is asphalt shingle manufacturers use calcium carbonate as a filler, and the algae feeds off it. So I guess calcium carbonate's organic.
And so algae likes to eat it.
Algae likes to eat it. It's organic. There's a water source, all this kind of stuff.
As you know, one of our three-year-old Jack's little games is you're trying to feed the algae's hungry tummy. It's the calcium carbonate.
For those of us who don't know what's going on, I am going to continue with the answer that Tim gave us.
Okay.
One solution is that you can clean it with a chemical property, which means you would have to go up there yourself or hire someone to go up and clean it with this.
And if you are not comfortable going up on a ladder, and if the thought of going on your roof makes your stomach, like, do, like, turn
that answers up, the question for you.
Don't do it yourself.
Yeah.
Hire someone.
Right. This was another contractor who actually suggested this, and it's a caustic product called Shingle Shield that you mix into your pressure washer. You go up there and you pressure wash your roof on the lowest setting. I can tell you right now I'm not in love with this.
I would have to say that if I drove by and I saw someone pressure washing their roof, I would say, what
are you doing?
Yeah.
And then you got all this stuff going off in your gutters and your downspouts and your garden.
And then if you're pressure washing it, wouldn't it, like, ricochet off on, I guess, because we live in a dense community?
You're going pretty low pressure. It's not going to spray other houses.
Okay.
But
it's not going to spray back at you or anything, like...
Oh, I would wear a Tyvek suit for this stuff.
You would wear a Tyvek suit.
I'm wearing a Tyvek suit now.
Like, but, seriously.
But the other thing that you can do, and what people have been doing, is to install a copper or zinc strip at the peak of the roof. What this does is it changes the chemical
properties.
Oh, it
neutralizes the whole thing. Yeah.
So as the water drains down, I can imagine that this is not an immediate change.
No, it probably takes a little bit of a while for all of the little, you know, electrons and all the other stuff to, like, bond with each other and be all happy. And then the black algae has to die.
Right.
And then it goes and it lives on your neighbor's roof.
I guess it does. I guess it has,
it's like those
little
mucus
algae
commercials.
Moving vans.
You know those mucus commercials where they have the family and they pack up their little bat, like they leave. They're all moved in and they're not going anywhere.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Is it Mucinex?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're having a party. And then all of a sudden, like, you take the medicine, it's gone.
Yeah.
Same thing for your roof.
That's what I was going to say next.
Really?
So, for the record, Belaforte slates, or what we have on our roof, DaVinci Roofscapes, will not do this. They will not collect that algae.
No.
So, and some asphalt shingle manufacturers are also using a little copper in their asphalt shingles to prevent this from happening.
Oh.
But they're going to be more expensive.
That's fancy.
So there you go.
Hmm. How about it? So I have another exterior question for you.
I'll go outside.
You love to be outside. I think it's the New England in you. But this is about ice dams. You know, you hear a lot, people ask questions like about ice dams, but not know exactly what it is.
I think they just want to say dam.
Okay, well then talk about beavers then, if you want to talk about dams.
Yeah, ice dams are an issue. They can really get ahead of your house.
They really can. And then trying to figure out what the problem is that's causing it.
Yes.
Can take a little bit of effort.
Or not, because the problem that causes it is easy. But first, maybe we should say what an ice dam is.
Okay.
So people know what we're talking about.
Okay.
So, like, it's freezing cold out. Ice dams happen in the winter.
Or if you live in an Arctic area, it happens all year round.
If you live in a freezer, it's basically...
You can live in Antarctica, and it happens all year round.
Basically, an ice dam is
when... You know, our fans, you know, people that are listening who live there are, like, really offended by you right now.
In Antarctica?
Yeah.
No one's listening in Antarctica. I can almost be sure of that.
What if they have this on their on their phone? They've downloaded our
on
show.
Their global positioning giant satellite phones
what
down there.
What if they downloaded it?
It's not like going to the mall. It's Antarctica.
What if they downloaded it while they were visiting their friends in the Caribbean, and then they went back and then...
So an ice dam
is
when conditioned air, so it snows, first of all, conditioned air leaking out of your house through your attic into your roof melts the snow underneath the snowpack. So there's the snow that you can see on your roof, but the snow that's next to your roof starts to melt because your house is leaking heat. Well, the minute that that water drips past a space on your roof that's above freezing, it freezes. Then, as more water piles onto it, it freezes up the roof. And as it freezes up the roof, then it starts to melt again. The ice forces the water back. It literally pushes it up under the shingles and back into your house.
And then it starts to rain.
Then you wonder why you have a leak in your roof in the middle of the winter and it's not raining. It's not the force of the snow pressing itself through your shingles. It's liquid water that you're literally creating by the heat of your house.
So you want to eliminate the temperature change that happens on your roof to solve the problem.
That's right. And there are a million different ways to do this, but the bottom line is to insulate your attic properly.
Yes. And that is not a DIY job.
Insulating your attic properly?
Yeah, that's not a DIY. To try to figure out where it's not insulated right, you have to actually do a lot of work. Well, if it's a finished space.
You know what? I would say it's a smart DIY job, like you said about the trim.
Okay.
Because it can be done, but...
It's like a super smart DIY job.
What you cannot do is restrict airflow in your rafter bays. If you do that, you will have mold problems in the summer. So there's a lot that can go wrong. It's not just about throwing a bunch of... bats down in the ground or whatever it is, you have to do it right.
Yes, and it is complicated. It can get complicated.
It can be complicated. There is a downside.
So I would say, I would recommend hiring a pro.
I would recommend consulting with a pro.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Well, we have...
We have time for one more question.
Well, we don't have a question that... We wanted to share a tip.
I love tips.
Yes, and you love sharing your tips. So share away, my love.
Okay, this is about tile saws, but I'll enter it through a different thing that everybody's probably seen in their life.
Okay, and we just have 2 minutes, so.
So let's move it along, Mark.
Yes.
So you go outside your house and you see.
But not literally right now.
Not right now. You'll see where the coaxial cable and the telephone lines and so forth have been brought into your house, and the cable contractors often put it in a little circle. Have we all seen that? Am I the only one who's seen this?
I love that it's in a little circle.
It's in a little circle. Well, the reason they do that is they'll put the actual coaxial fitting at the top of that circle. And the reason for that is when it rains, the water runs down the cable, and it will then fall off the bottom. It's called a drip loop.
A drip loop. It's like a hoop earring.
Yeah, if you just put the thing at the bottom or whatever, water's a cohesive molecule.
If you put the thing at the bottom...
If you put the fitting, the coaxial fitting at the bottom and just kind of like drape the line or whatever, it's going to... the water molecule will stick to the wire and drain into the fitting.
Yeah.
You have to make a positive break. Same thing with a wet cutting tile saw. You don't want to plug that thing into the wall, then pull the cord tight. So that it's straight, you want to make sure that it goes in a deep U that's called a drip loop.
A drip loop. And drip loop is brought to you today by the letters D and L.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
So that way it's safe to operate.
Well, you can apply that to a lot of different things, I can imagine, too, to create a... You know, you're doing a course on water at JLC Live in Providence in March.
That's right, moisture management. We're going to talk about everything from caulking and window flashing to water-managed wall systems.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to create a drip loop?
Well, I don't know if I'll create a drip loop there, but one of the main themes of that is going to be that once you start to tighten up a house, it changes everything in the house. So that you need to be aware of that for when you do new projects and when you start to take a break.
Oh, let's do that now.
We'll be back with more Fix It Up Live.
The rhythm is in the sky, blurred eyes. Your arms are out, why can't you fly high above red dreams?
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a My Fix It Up Life quick tip on Ladder 60.
Don't overreach while you're working just to save a few minutes. A good rule of thumb we use, always keep your belt buckle between the ladder rails.
Always use a ladder that's the right size for the job, and never put a ladder on a box or furniture to get a little extra height.
And wear a tool belt to keep all those fasteners and tools you'll need handy.
For more quick tips, listen to My Fix It Up Life. DIY, we're doing it.
DIY, we're doing it.
How about that?
Or not, if you need to hire a contractor.
My new thing is I'm going to retitle the show, every segment.
And you know what? If you're thinking about hiring a contractor, you should watch Mark's YouTube video when he was actually up on a roof, and he talked about, you know, hiring a contractor and what a contractor does in your home and how, you know, you're hiring someone that's going to be in your bathroom, be around your kids, and the whole nine yards. It's actually a really good video. Something to think about when you're hiring someone.
I appreciate that, and I don't want to jump on my soapbox. Maybe I'll leave it there. But contractors sometimes don't get a fair shake for all the roles that we play when we come to your home to work on them.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who do a lot of stuff. But one way...
There's a lot of people who do a lot of stuff.
Okay, I'm trying to
what do you
avoid...
mean? You mean there are a lot of...
Well, actually, that applies to both homeowners. Some clients are the best. They just get the... They know the dance steps, and everybody knows their roles, where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to do, and it goes great. But there are other homeowners who are trying to, say, work the contractor for extra work. While you're here, could you just, but I don't intend to pay you. There's all kinds of ways it can go wrong, too. They bother the guy, or one of my favorites has been, let's say, they're bored and they need therapy. So I swear to you, on my mother's soul, this happened to me, and I'm up there, what was it, fixing the skylight or building a deck, and he's chit-chatting with me about his life like I've got nothing to do. And I already gave him the price. So I'm just wasting time talking to him.
So you don't actually have to watch the video anymore. You just heard Mark sound off right there.
My arcane stories about contracting.
And if you're interested, too, let's talk about another issue that really gets under your, you know, tool
belt. Well, I don't want this to be a whole Mark
torqued
off.
It does get under your tool belt because... You know, DIY or not, if you hire a professional to do a job at your house, there's a lot of people who hire professionals who then proceed to ask if they can work off some of the cost if they help you with the project.
Right.
And it's something that is troublesome in a lot of ways because there's a reason why you hired someone. And if I'm going to hire a doctor to perform surgery on me...
don't want to be the anesthetist?
I'm not going to offer to hold the scalpel for him or something like that. You know, it's just like if you go and to the hairdresser, you know, you have your hair done, you're not going to be like, I'll just wash my hair in the bowl by myself. Can I save $5? It's the same kind of thing. You just don't, like, run into the kitchen at a restaurant, cook your food, and then... You know, I'll just pay for you guys to clean up.
Right. That said, and there's a lot of merit for that.
Yes.
I have had, and we have had, great experiences working with homeowners who, like I said at the beginning, sort of understand that there's a dance and they know what the steps are.
Yes.
And they're willing to do some of the things that we, well, I tell them before working with me that if you want to do it, you got to do it this way.
Now, before Mark jumps onto a job site, he's actually fairly nice. But once his tool belt is on, there's all the please and thank yous disappear. Like, they're just not a part of his whole lexicon anymore. It's all very, there's like a lot of commanding verbiage that happens in the whole area. So you want to get it all out before you start working. You don't want to. And this is, too, if you hire someone to do a project at your house, don't follow them around and, like, ask them a bunch of questions.
Especially
again,
irrelevant questions.
You wouldn't do that to a doctor.
Right.
Or
right.
to, like, your lawyer or anything,
right.
too.
Right, because they're billing you.
Yes.
And the contractor isn't. And one
contractors
of the,
do bill by the hour, by the project, by the materials, by...
Not
often. There's a lot of different ways that you get billed.
They're, by and large, though, they give you a price. Your kitchen's going to cost X. And
cost plus.
Yeah. It kind of boils down to this, especially for people who are interested in it. And I encourage people who are interested in fixing their homes, if they want to work with their contractor to learn more, to do it. But you have to approach the relationship this way. Once you start working for the contractor, even though you're the client, you're an employee. What's more, you're not worth as much as you think you are. Secondly...
That's not very nice.
But it's true, and this is where... that personality shift happens. Because just because what we do for a living is fun doesn't mean we do it for fun.
And just because you're writing the check doesn't mean that you're in charge of what's happening on the actual project,
right.
how it's getting done. You're in charge of what you want it to be at the end, but you're not in charge of all the steps that need to be taken to make it be what you want it to be. Because, again, if you were, you would have hired someone in the first place.
That's right. That's right. And while DIY can be fun on the weekends, if you take 2 weeks off, say, to help build a deck, for example, and that's a great experience I had doing this with a homeowner, digging post hole footings is hard. Your hands are going to bleed, and you got to be ready for it.
So what are some things that you want to talk about with your contractor if they agree to allowing you to work with them on a project?
Well, the first thing I would do is try to match up how you talk. Some people talk a lot. Some people don't talk enough. Whatever it is, you kind of want to match what the contractor's doing. So not a lot. If the guy is just working and working, no chit-chat. Do what he says and then go do it. Don't talk on the phone, walk your dog, do this other stuff because he's now counting on you. Does that make sense?
Yes, and also to set up the relationship in advance saying that, you know, if you're going to be doing it, here are the jobs you'll be doing. Here are the hours I expect that to be doing because you're now working off some of the cost of the project. So there's a commitment there. And if you don't meet the commitment of those hours and those tasks that are going to be done, then that cost goes back in
right.
to the final bill.
Right, exactly. And expect to be billed more because he has to fix the problem.
Exactly.
The other thing is organization.
Things always come up. You know, if like... you have to take your dog to the vet or whatever it is, like any other job that you have, you
right.
can't do what you had said to do.
Totally.
So there's a cost associated with not being able to complete it.
Exactly. The other thing is organization. Just because you think you're organized doesn't mean you're organized the way the contractor is. The guy has built his business or the woman has built her business around their method of organization. It's their business. If they coil their cords a certain way or they put their tools in a certain box, you do it the same way. If you put it away like you think should be put away, then the person can't find it. That's not help. That's a pain in the butt.
Really?
Yeah, really. Where's my reciprocating saw? Where are the hoses? Where's the... So if you got the guy chasing you
now,
around...
Now, does anyone listening kind of feel that Mark has felt this frustration time and time again? I'm feeling a lot of frustration from you.
Again, I've had great experiences, but some of the time, it's just like, you know what? I should just run it my way.
Yes. So yes. It takes a special kind of... You have to have a personality connection with who you're working with in
right.
order to make it work out well without there being any bad feelings, because it might just be better to not.
Yes. And
if you want to learn, maybe it's just better to watch.
That's right. And just because you read whatever element there is in the code about your certain project doesn't mean you understand what it really takes to build something.
The same thing about surgery.
It's no different.
I can go on WebMD all day long, and I still won't know how to do my own appendectomy.
As a matter of fact, a doctor once told me that perfection is the enemy of good medicine. It's also the enemy of us. We have to take a break.
They wouldn't
we'll
know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a My Fix It Up Life quick tip on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Avoid arguments with these quick tips.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to My Fix It Up Life.
Pretty face looking back at the end of our DIY or Go for Pro show.
So can you say, have we DIY done it?
Yes.
Have we done it professionally?
Yes.
Or should we
DIY'd and we went pro. Send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com and let us know what you think. And send us your questions about your home improvement project.
That's right. And also register for our free stuff.
Yes.
We always have a great one going. Check us out on Facebook.
And post up your questions about your projects or show off your projects on Facebook. We love to see what you guys are working on, too.
Yes.
And check out our videos on YouTube. We just posted up a new video about a roof replacement project that's pretty fun.
Totally. Send us a tweet. I know all about that stuff.
Yeah. Send us a tweet. Follow us on Twitter and connect with us. Download our apps for iPhone or Droid.
Check us out on iTunes.
And you know what?
Tune in next week for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first aid on a city street. You might be if it brings me to my knees. You might be a visual carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. My fix it up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple no, but you is running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. You might.